It is, really.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a lovely Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me and making Terrasonic part of your day, making KGNU part of your day, your weekend. We've got a lot of great music ahead in the program for you, and I really just kind of want to get to it. So let's do that here on Terrasonic. On listener powered KGNU.
eu vi primeiro. Diga sim de corpo inteiro, diga sim. Mas é mentira, tchu-tchu, é mentira. Ira, tchu-tchu, é mentira.
some. Let's get hands and hands together.
I try.
You try. Let's get hands and hands together.
I try.
I try. You try. Let's get hands and hands together.
I try.
You try. Let's get hands and hands together.
I try.
You try.
The roots.
As the music slows down to the rhythm of the feeling that I'm feeling. Let's get hands and hands, 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 hands that I'm feeling, feeling. Let's get hands and hands together.
Listening to Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU. That was the Renegades of Jazz that we just heard. Hands in Hands featuring Bedos Mavanubu from their brand new album Nevertheless, just came out yesterday on Agogo Records. Before that, out of Mexico, Pacongal put together a little EP of edits of classic Brazilian and cumbia and other tracks. And we heard Marcos Valle's Mentira, edited by Pacongal. And we began with Zemag, El Gallo Bueno from Puerto Rico, and from the third chapter in his Yo, You, Me, Too trilogy, we heard Motivate. In the background right now, Santi D, Morty Bayasa, the original mix from Tropical Bangers Volume 2, out now on Oshala Records. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by Ecoscape, a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. More information can be found at ecoscapedesign.com or by calling 303-447-2282. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally. If you'd like to reach me today, terrasonic@gmail.com. If you'd like to reach me anytime, I'm going to get back to the music now. Coming up next, new music from, believe it or not, Santana. He has a new album out called Africa Speaks, and we're going to check out a track from that. It's kind of a journey, and that's coming up next here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Chica, chica, oye mi
masa anak-anak zaman sekarang. Kecil-kecil pintar pacaran. Kalau tuan jalan-jalan ke Semarang, jangan lupa tuan kue putunya. Saya pun heran anak muda zaman sekarang. Rambutnya panjang, ini banyak kutunya. Tarik. Untuk menghibur, menghibur hati yang duka.
Up on the halfway mark of this week's episode of Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for listening today. Hope you're enjoying the show. You just heard Ivo Nilakrishna off a compilation titled Funk Music from Indonesia from the Sounds of Asia label, came out this year. And Kittier to the track. Before that, The Evergreens, side A of a single that's just released by Radio Martico 45s, Surfing on the Shores of Java and Casablanca. And that was The Evergreens and Ace Lilin, and that was side A. And we began that set with brand new music from Santana. Africa Speaks is his record, the new record. And we heard Oye Este Mi Canto, the Spanish vocalist Buica, doing most of the vocals on this record. And there's some nice stuff on there from Santana. Right now in the background, it's Malik Abdul Rahman from Field Research Malaysia and Kampung Baru Stroll. Still a lot more music to come in the program today. 303-442-4242 to reach me. It's Terrasonic at KGNU.
dünyaya gönül verdin mi? Görünce dünyaya gönül verdin mi? Kimi büyük, kimi böcek, kimi kum. Kimi büyük, kimi böcek, kimi kum. Merak edip hiçbirini sordun mu? Bunlar neden, nedenini sordun. Kimi büyük, kimi böcek, kimi kum.
15 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly Magic Carpet ride around the world of music. Rounding into the home stretch, just went back to 1991. Hassan Hakmoun and Adam Rudolph from a great album on the Rounder Records label, remember them, called Gift of the Gnawa. And that track, Marahaba, one of the few tracks on the record that featured the late, great pocket trumpeter Don Cherry. That was a very influential album for me. There may not be Terrasonic without a record like that. Before that, something more recent from Turkey's Altın Gün Gece, the name of the record. It's out on Les Disques Bongo Joe, and we heard Yolcu from that. And also some Turkish music from Debris and Istanbul. A track called Kasi Ordum with Gaye Suakyal. In the background right now, it's Yaya and a record called Tropical Bird Club. This is Chanchada. Support for Terrasonic comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting Jacob Jolliffe Band on June 15th and Red Barat on June 28th. Details at concerts.botanicgardens.org. Well, I hope you'll keep it tuned to KGNU for the rest of your Saturday afternoon. We've got a lot of great music still ahead for you with Reggae Bloodlines, Blood Pressure, bringing it to you live and direct from our Denver studio, followed by African Roots, Danielle, and with you this afternoon for that. And then Bob Cosmo kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Still got a little more music to get to. We'll come back to say goodbye. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Gosto de você.
bize sen bin.
Yeah!
coming up on the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing. In the background right now, it's Aki's Beats and Grupo Nzinga and a track called Belancho that Aki's Beats dropped through his Bandcamp a month or so ago. Before that, going back to Brazilian guitar, Fuzz Bananas, Tropicália, Psychedelic Masterpieces, 1967 to 1976, just recently reissued by Egon at Now Again Records. And we heard Ili and As Turbinas Está Ligadas. And before that, it was brand new music from Artur de Melo, also from Brazil. He just dropped a single on his Bandcamp a couple of weeks ago called Desapego. His album from 2018, Nun der Vuchu, one of my favorites of the year. And I don't know, there's just something about Artur Melo's style. Very simple and understated, but really quite beautiful. And in the background right now, it's Bexiga 70 and Retirantes taking us out of here. Stick around, as I said, Blood Reggae Bloodlines with Blood Pressure coming up following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, and then African Roots and BBC News and Sound Lab, so on and so forth. Keep it tuned to KGNU. We've got a lot of good stuff happening on Saturday and every day. You'll find an archive for today's show and playlist and all that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. You'll find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic as well. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next time on Terrasonic. On KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Netherlands, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado, we are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. See you next time.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Sudanese opposition has called for a nationwide campaign of civil disobedience starting on Sunday, following the arrest of three opposition figures, including a leader of the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, Ismail Jalab. Here's Mary Harper.
The Sudanese Professionals Association, which initiated the protests, said the campaign of civil disobedience would continue until the ruling military council handed power to a civilian government. For now, the army leaders seem intransigent, arresting key opposition leaders hours after they met the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. He went to Khartoum to try to mediate between the military council and the opposition. The two sides seem further apart than ever, with the opposition demanding a civilian administration and military leaders more prepared to use force.
World football's governing body FIFA has banned the president of the Afghanistan Football Federation for life for sexually abusing female players. Karamuddin Karam was also fined about $1 million. Anbarasa Natarajan reports.
At least five Afghan female footballers had accused Karamuddin Karam of repeated sexual abuse between 2013 and 2018. FIFA suspended Mr. Karam and five other officials after the accusations became public in December. Now, Mr. Karam has been given a lifetime ban. The Afghan Football Federation had previously rejected the allegations as groundless. Khalida Popal, a former captain of the Afghan women's football team, said she was pleased with the ban of Mr. Karam, but it was only a first step.
In the Women's World Cup in France, Spain have beaten the debutant South Africa 3-1 in a match filled with incident. South Africa looked set to spring an upset when they led 1-0 at half-time, but gave away two second-half penalties and had a player sent off. Earlier, Germany beat China 1-0. The day's third match sees Norway take on Nigeria. A group of parties in Moldova has attempted to avert a constitutional crisis by electing a new prime minister. Maia Sandu was chosen by MPs from both her pro-EU alliance and a pro-Russian party after an emergency session of parliament, but it will be challenged in the courts. Here's Danny Eberhard.
The election of Maia Sandu is an attempt to end months of deadlock since elections in February. But it may be doomed. It comes a day after a constitutional deadline passed to form a new government. Ms. Sandhu heads a centre-right alliance of two pro-European parties. It's entered an arrangement with the pro-Russian Socialist Party of President Igor Dodon. But it's temporary, not a formal coalition, designed to last until early elections envisaged for October. And the party currently running the caretaker government will challenge the move in the Constitutional Court.
World News from the BBC. The Brazilian mining company Vale says it will spend almost $2 billion decommissioning 9 tailings dams in Minas Gerais state. The announcement comes 5 months after hundreds of residents of the town of Brumadinho died when one such dam failed at an iron ore mine. As Venezuela's government reopened its border with Colombia after 4 months, thousands of Venezuelans have been crossing it to buy food, medicine and other essentials. Venezuela is suffering severe shortages amid a power struggle between President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. The Hollywood film star Angelina Jolie, a special envoy for the UN Refugee Agency who is visiting the region, has said there's an urgent need for the international community to give greater support to countries in the region having to support Venezuelan refugees.
The president and I spoke of the risk of statelessness for more than 20,000 Venezuelan children. We discussed the search for durable solutions.